This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. This holiday season, folks are looking for creative ways to help out, especially as the pandemic ravages some of the Valley's most vulnerable communities. FM89's Madi Bolaños has this story of an LA street vendor who came to the small farming town of Selma in the hopes of inspiring a new style of giving.
Elio Leva is lighting the grill where he will cook chicken, carne asada, and chiles. 20 minutes.
But are they coming or?
He talks through the steps he'll take to make lunch for 150 farm workers. Before the pandemic hit, he owned a quesadilla stand in East Hollywood where he offered a special, buy one quesadilla, share the other for a discounted price. But when he lost customers due to the pandemic and had to close his stand, he started a GoFundMe site to help pay his bills. But then he realized he could use social media to feed others. His first step was creating a community fridge where people could donate food.
From the fridge, we discovered that there were a lot of people who had no homes, and obviously they don't have a place to cook the food, like rice and beans and things like that.
Since then, Leva says he's cooked free meals for communities in places like Menlo Park and Skid Row.
Every cookout that we do in a different place is like planting a seed, if you will.
He recalls planting vegetable seeds with his dad and brother in Mexico when he was younger. So when Fresno resident Kendra Lopez reached out to organize a community cookout in the San Joaquin Valley, he saw it as a way to reconnect with those fond memories.
This is like the where things grow, if you will. So like I said, this is kind of like planting a seed, and hopefully you guys can, you know, take care of this seed and make it sprout into something here in the valley.
Leva says he wants people to see it's not difficult to start something like this anywhere.
The materials, all the charcoal, all the water, everything that we need comes from Venmo. And it's usually, to set up a thing like this, is about $400, more or less.
He does crowdfunding on social media to pay for all the materials and food. It's now 3:30 in the afternoon, and music plays over a speaker. The farm workers have just finished pruning almonds for the day. They walk out of the orchards to a road where Leva, Lopez, and other volunteers are waiting to serve them. On one end, Kendra Lopez hands out to-go containers filled with rice, beans, nopales, and a choice of chicken or carne asada. On the other end, volunteers are helping distribute PPE, hats, and winter gloves. Lopez, who organized the event, says the concept is pretty straightforward.
In terms of reaching out to our local community, maybe they're like, hey, my restaurant's closed, or hey, I don't have my taco stand right now, but I do have a grill. I can donate the grill. You can use it for this. And this is kind of how Helio came about doing his community cookout.
When it came to gathering items like hats and gloves for the cold weather, Lopez says she posted a call to action on social media, and she partnered with Ricardo Castorena from Centro Binacional, an organization that provides education on COVID, along with PPE to farm workers in the valley. Castorena says farm workers have been extremely impacted by the virus.
And they have very few resources. Just because they're working doesn't mean that they have everything that they need to sustain their lifestyles or that of their children, especially now at their home.
He doesn't expect the cookout to solve all their problems, but he says it's a matter of perspective.
It's only one meal, but that meal could be like the best meal you've ever had, or it's the one that just lets you get to the next day. And really, that's kind of what it's all about.
48-year-old farm worker Jose Guadalupe says he does appreciate the sentiment.
This is good to see. You know, we work in the fields all day, so it's nice to be recognized and appreciated for our hard work.
Kendra Lopez says they're already planning their next cookout for farm workers in Riverdale on Tuesday. She's looking for volunteers to help make breakfast burritos and people to donate toys, school supplies, and socks. For more information, go to Central Valley Community Cookouts on Instagram. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.